Blackfish and oh, shell, there's two or three other kind. I can't call the name right now. That to catch is a couple of boats working from a dock down here now, going outside. They're going about 40 miles outside and catching these fish. The big van comes in here once and twice a week, gets a load.
What kind of bait do you use when you go out for fish?
Bait, shrimp. Everybody here just about use shrimp.
What about for freshwater fish? You use shrimp?
Well, freshwater fishing, they use crickets and earthworms, Catawba worms, mostly. Mm-hmm. Them three is most plentiful. There's several other baits, but they're the most plentiful here.
What about the kind of animal or whatever that starts croaking when it starts getting dark?
Frog?
What kind of frogs do you have?
We call them toad frogs.
Yeah, is that the kind that would go in the water, or is that the kind that just stay up on the...
Well, they stay up on the hill here around the house. In dry time, you'll see them out there on the concrete under light on the carport there at night, you know. But if you have a rain enough that it lay a little water in that bottom, you hear them croaking out there, and it's the same darn... there might be others there, but what you see there is a regular old toad frog, just like surround the light there at night.
What about the real small ones? The
little spring frogs.
And what do you call the real big ones?
Bullfrog.
Mm-hmm. What about the kind of thing that has a shell on his back, and he can pull his head and his legs up inside the shell?
A turtle?
Yeah, with a turtle, does that have to be water, or can it be the type that just stays on the ground?
Well, a turtle, you've got the turtle, the sea turtle, and you've got the gopher, you know.
And what's a gopher like?
Well, a gopher, he lives on the hill, digs holes in the earth, you know. Mm-hmm. But he looks almost like any other turtle, you know. Got hull and feet, and they pull their head in, just like practically all of them. And then we've got these pond turtles that you see. We've got one here that everybody calls a yellow belly. And then there's the alligator turtle. He's practically like the rest, but he's just a little rougher built. Mm-hmm. And he's got a tail kind of like an alligator, you know, about that long.
Let's see, you mentioned a hill. What would you call something that was bigger than a hill?
Mountain.
And what about any particular types of hill?
Well, I don't know too much about the hills because I never lived in them. I'm going up in the hills in North Carolina.
What about if you had, the ground was all flat except for one hill out there? Would you have a name for it?
Would it be a slope?
No, I was just thinking you could look out. Maybe it's a broad field or something, and you see just one hill, and everything else is flat. Would you still just call it a hill, or would you have a name when it's like that?